The Miami Herald reports today that its review of more than 10,000 uncounted ballots in Miami-Dade County indicates that Al Gore would not have gained enough votes to defeat George Bush in Florida. The Herald concludes that Gore would have gained a net total of 49 votes in Miami-Dade, and when combined with Gore's gains in Broward, Palm Beach, and Volusia counties, he still would not have won Florida. Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
How significant are these findings?
Well, what they show is that if Catherine Harris had let the vote count continue and if the Miami Herald had conducted the count, that then there would be no question that George Bush had won Florida. I think that comes as something of a surprise to Republicans in Florida that the paper would come to that conclusion. It's good for George Bush. It helps on the question of legitimacy. But the truth is, he is president, so it doesn't have any real effect, and it will continue to be disputed. It doesn't really settle anything, but I think it is fair to say that if it had come out the other way and Gore had been the winner in this count, the Democrats would be ballyhooing it.
Of the 10,000-plus ballots reviewed, only about 3,000 showed clear preferences for Gore and Bush. About 7,000 other ballots couldn't be determined. How important is that?
Well, that's one of the reasons why it doesn't settle it, and it won't settle it when the other news organizations conduct their counts. The truth is that it's impossible to figure out a standard for counting these ballots, which is why in the end they weren't counted. But I think that this is not something that mere math can put to rest.
Tomorrow night, President Bush speaks to a joint session of Congress. How is he likely to be received?
I think he's likely to be well received. There's no crisis hanging over him as he goes into the hall of the House of Representatives tomorrow night, Tuesday night. And that is, in the case of Bill Clinton, so often there was some sort of crisis hanging over him. And Democrats were just on the edges of their seats trying to support him or not knowing quite what to do. He was there right after the Monica Lewinsky scandal broke. There were other times when things were very tough for him. And he would go and he would very successfully handle the State of the Union. This joint appearance tomorrow, the joint session, is really a much tamer moment. The only thing really hanging over George Bush tomorrow night is still Bill Clinton. More reports today of Hugh Rodham, Hillary Clinton's brother, being involved in more pardons. And so that story just goes on and on and on.
How are Democratic members of Congress likely to respond to the president's remarks?
Well, the official response will come from Tom Daschle, the Democratic leader of the Senate, and Richard Gephardt, the Democratic leader of the House. But, you know, as you well know, Bob, after these speeches, all of the members rush into Statuary Hall right next door to the House of Representatives, and their microphones all over the place. And they are quite concerned that what they're going to be asked about is not the tax cut or the budget or any of that, but about Bill Clinton and the pardons. And they are quite prepared to denounce those pardons, but they say this is a real problem for them because, first of all, they can't get their message out, but secondly, they're doing their own polling, which is showing that they're getting some traction on the question of the tax cut being for the wealthy, but the pardons are for the wealthy as well. And so they're saying, you know, this doesn't distinguish our parties. This becomes a problem for us. Their big hope is that the Republicans will overplay their hand here and that people will get sick and tired of yet another round of investigations and all of that, and that then they can get on with their business.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.